You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, joined now by Doug Deacon from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network for the Roundtable, brought to you by Blue Point Grill on the corner of West 6th and St. Clair. It's Blue Point Grill with an E.com for reservations, the best seafood restaurant in town. Silver Spoon's Award winner for that designation. That's a reputation earned by serving the absolute freshest and highest quality seafood. With a name like Blue Point, oysters are a big deal. They have over 75,000 hand-shucked every single year. Crab legs, lobster, scallops, ahi, tuna, oysters from both coasts, and great steaks as well. It's a VIP experience for everyone. Check them out at Blue Point Grill. It's grill with an E.com. Doug, the Browns were 7-4. Now they are 7-7, coming off of a huge loss to the Cincinnati Bengals. Mike Pettine saying they've got to focus on the moment. They've got to stay in the now and find a way to rally and get a win Sunday against Carolina. What do they have to do to get that done?
Well, obviously, I think, you know, Carolina is going to try to run the ball down their throat. Having the success that Cincinnati did, you would have to expect it. So they've got to play better defensively, offensively. They've got to get some kind of rhythm in their passing game because, you know, 7-3 and outs out of 9 possessions isn't going to do it. And special teams, which actually for the first time, you know, had a little leakage on the coverage last week, you know, they've got to play better. So I think just overall the mindset has to be you can't do what you did last week and expect to get a win.
Doug, what are your feelings about the comments made earlier in the week by Bernie Kosar and then reverberated again by Tim Couch about the organization and more so than anything about the quarterback position here in Cleveland?
Well, I mean, that's kind of tough because, you know, what you see from the outside and what goes on the inside are, you know, not always the same. I think, you know, you would like to have continuity in your building. You'd like to have, you know, like the Steelers. You know, they've been with the same system for so many years, and they just keep feeding it to the point that if they draft a guy in the first round on defense, he doesn't play really for a year as a starter. And, you know, you would like to see that. But, you know, I'm not real aware what goes on as far as the drafting part and the coaching part, but, you know, we've gone through a lot of quarterbacks. We're on 21 right now. That's a lot. You would hope that you could find the guy that fits it, but, you know, it's not always just a quarterback. It's the surrounding cast, and I think, you know, Mike Pettine has alluded to that many times, that it in the losses we've had in the last few weeks, yeah, the quarterback takes the heat, and, you know, in some extent, rightfully so. But also, you know, you can't get the penalties on first down because the margin for error for this football team at this point is not that good. That, you know, you everybody has to step up their game, and you can't make mistakes.
When you talk about the run defense, what have you seen that the Browns can shore up to try to stop Jonathan Stewart and this Carolina team from running the football? Because the fact is, when the Browns give up a 100-yard rusher, they have not won a game this year.
Well, I think, you know, you've got to control the line of scrimmage, and that was one of the problems they had with double teams last week. They were getting pushed off and into the linebacking core. And you've got a couple rookie offensive linemen with Carolina, and hopefully you can play a little stouter up front. But I think, you know, for the most part, you know, that game was the opposite of what we did down there. You know, we got the breaks early on, and that first drive for Cincinnati last week, the penalty really hurt us on Mingo because, you know, it kept them alive, and I think they had like 14 plays in the drive and kept the defense out there for a while. So, you know, we've got to get off the field on third down. And, you know, and the other thing is we've got to get the third down conversions on the offensive side so the defense doesn't have to stay out there because we have been depleted. In the Cincinnati game, that was when Phil Taylor came back, and he was a big factor in that football game, and we obviously missed last week.
Doug, what would you like to see from this football team to solidify the fact that it's different, that the culture has changed, and that they are closing this season on a positive note for both themselves as Cleveland Browns, for this coaching staff as they evaluate them, but also to the dog pound and the fans of the Cleveland Browns?
Well, obviously wins. I mean, and if not wins, you know, you want the effort. And I think, you know, these two games are pretty much about personal pride for everybody. Because, you know, you got your name in the back of the jersey and, you know, people know how you play and your teammates know how you play. And, you know, you can tell if a guy's tanking it or, you know, not giving his all. And when you sit there and you watch the film on Monday, you know, you sit there, you know, you're embarrassed if you don't play hard. And I think, you know, that's, you know, every football player, you know, yeah, you play as a team, but you also got to take care of your own house in order for that team to be successful.
This offense, 5 first downs last week, 107 yards. It goes by the ground game. When the Browns run the football successfully, they're good. You see this offensive line, and it seems like on every running play, somebody is getting beat, and that is making it difficult to establish any rhythm. Is there anything you see that could be a quick fix to this, and what do you do against a physical front, again, the kind that have given the Browns problems that the Carolina Panthers bring to the table?
Well, I think you probably have to stay on the double teams when you do the combination blocks a little longer to make sure that they're secured. You can't get the penetration. That's where they seem to have the problem. When they get penetration in the backfield and the back doesn't have the ability to look for a lane or a cutback, I think, you know, that's the problem. Another part of the problem, and, you know, obviously, you know, one of the things I think, you know, you'd like to see them, and I'm not sure if the style that they like to do is, I'd like to see them cut the guys a little bit more.
Because, right. You say that
you
a
know,
lot.
You know, when you have a quarterback that's not the tallest guy, it definitely helps, you know, his throwing lanes if you can get the hands down.
Johnny Manziel said on some of those throws he saw it right, but he was not throwing the football confidently. Is that what you saw when watching that game, and how do you deal with that? Because if you're going to play, you got to do everything confidently in the NFL.
Well, he also said, you know, he also was a second or two slow,
right,
maybe on his reads and that. And I think the game speed is something. I mean, because, you know, here's a guy that really hasn't played other than that last couple drives in Buffalo at game speed the last week of the preseason. And the game speed is so much different than when you practice, or even the preseason. That speed of those games is not the same as a real game. And I think that's just something you got to get used to. You know, making the decisions quick. And I think, you know, hopefully this week we'll see an improvement in it. And, you know, obviously, you know, he has said, you know, he's got to make a bigger commitment to it, because, you know, you practice, you play like you practice, and if you have a rough week of practice, you know, you're going to have a rough game usually. So I just think, you know, another week with the first team offense and try to develop some kind of chemistry with the receivers. Because, you know, if you're his last preseason games, he was playing against twos and threes.
Sure.
And twos and threes don't start in the NFL. And the guys that he's playing against now are a totally different bunch. And I think, you know, there's an adjustment period for Kyle Shanahan. You know, you got to find the skill set that Johnny has and fit your offense around it, because him and Brian are totally different quarterbacks.
Doug, something that I believe has hindered the Cleveland Browns all year, especially in a lot of their losses, is coming out sluggish or getting off to a slow start. What are some of the few things in your eyes that the Cleveland Browns can do, whether it be taking the, you know, deferring and defensively, or taking the ball and putting the ball in Johnny's hands to get off to a faster start, build confidence? Because I think that's something they can maintain throughout a football game on the road with what they're up against.
Well, I think one of the things is, you know, you want to make the defense have to defend the entire field, and whether, you know, you be reverses or bubble screens, make them spread their defense out. You know, last week when we went in that the offense, we had the fullback in the backfield, and we were just bringing everybody in the box. And when you bring everybody in the box, you know, the running lanes aren't going to be there's not going to be a lot of them there. So, you know, I think, you know, do what Johnny's comfortable. Put him in the shotgun and, you know, let him roll from there.
Are you surprised at how much of a non-factor really Jordan Cameron has been since coming back from his injury? Josh Gordon, really, since he has come back, two guys that were Pro Bowlers that put up monster numbers last year. Totally different offense, obviously, yeah. But are you surprised that they haven't had a bigger impact for this offense?
Oh, yeah. I mean, definitely when you see the skill set of both the receivers. And, you know, by the same token, you know, we've talked about chemistry, and chemistry comes with playing together. And if you don't play with these guys for a while, it's tough. You know, and I go back to Jordan Cameron, the first play he was in since coming off the concussion problem. They had him blocking the outside linebacker coming from the wing position across the line. You know, and we talked about game speed. You know, all of a sudden you're running across the formation at what practice speed would be, and the next thing you know, the guy's by you. So, you know, you've got to be aware of the situation and the people in the football game when you call plays sometimes. to the point that, you know, okay, let's get them. Because I always felt, you know, you want to get the first series of the game to really get your adrenaline going and get up to the game speed.
No question about it. Doug, thanks so much for your time. As always, you can catch him on the call of Sunday's game from Charlotte when the Browns take on the Panthers on the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. That was the roundtable brought to you by Blue Point Grill. They've got the best seafood in this city. Great steaks, great drinks, a phenomenal wine list. They have everything you need to have a VIP experience. So take that someone special to Blue Point and score some serious points. Go to Blue Point Grill. That's grillwithane.com for reservations. Blue Point Grill in the corner of West 6th and St. Clair. The finest dining experience you can have in our fair city. When we come back, we're going to open up the phone lines 216-578-0850 on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.